I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, everybody, we got Jim here coming from the magical land of South Florida down in the Keys and everything. And it's going to be a little bit of a different podcast today because we're going to be talking about mindset. And Jim is a mindset expert. And not only is he an expert in the theory behind all of the concepts that you need to do to kind of get leverage on yourself and, you know, get better outcomes in your life, but he's actually doing it himself and has an amazing story to tell about his journey over the past year or so. So, Jim, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit better than I just did and kind of give us some tips and some takeaways on how we can do better in business and in life and just with our mindset.
Okay, sounds good, Lee. Apologize for the casual look. I just got off a boat. I had to run some charter guests out to the sandbar this morning. We can only run six people, and we've been getting some big requests. So when we have more than six people, we have to take two boats. So I had to run some people out there this morning, and I'll pick them up this afternoon. But raced back here to get on here to talk to you about how mindset and what I like to call, you know, being grateful has helped me get to where I am. So I would say, for starters, the most important thing, and this is going to sound insane, but it's a fact. And it's be delusional in your mindset. You need to be delusional. You need to believe that everything you do is going to work out. And you need to strategize and execute along with that. So it's not a magical kind of thing. It's not the force, but it is unbelievable. I lived my whole life all about, you know, execute and strategy. It was always about how to get the next raise or to get the next title or even quit this job and go to another job for $4 more an hour or whatever. So the problem was the focus was always money or a title or a position. And what happened was I changed my focus to just to being happy. I needed to figure out what can I do? You know, we all need to work. We all need to earn money. You have to make a living to survive. But what is the most important thing? And the most important thing is being happy. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is you get once. This is it. This is your life. Mm-hmm. So I know so many people who spend it in a cubicle and then they retire for some little pension. And, you know, 10 years later, they're dead. And they spent 60, 70, 80 years of their lives trying to survive. And it's not about survival. It's about living. Just being existing. I have a chicken right here who is hanging out with us. This is the mama chicken. So she's hanging out with me. But so it's your focus needs to be, you know, happiness and living your life, finding a way to live your life, being or making someone else's money isn't living your life. One of my favorite lines in any movie is Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. And he says, you got to do what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do, man. You just got to keep living, L-I-V-I-N. And believe it or not, I've made that sort of a credo. You know, if I wake up every day and all I'm doing is working, then that's not living. So I was just telling you before we started talking, a year and a half ago, I went through a divorce. Somehow, through seeking titles and execution and strategy and trying to find a way to earn a living, not to have a living, I ended up an employee for my wife. And I was a vice president of a seafood company, and we were doing pretty well, and that's where I met you. But when that divorce happened, I lost everything. I didn't have $1. I was living on a friend's couch. I was terrified I was going to have to leave the Keys. I love it here. And what through your mentorship and some other folks that I met who taught me about gratefulness and mindset and positivity, I just kind of took a risk. I didn't believe in any of that stuff. I thought you just had to get really, really knowledgeable, be super educated, be committed, show up first, leave last, you know, all of those one-liners that CEOs use to get you to come to work. I thought that was the only way to make a living, and I was completely wrong, because what I found is I just took a risk. Basically, I said, all right, I might not believe this gratefulness and positivity and, you know, what I called wealth rides. I would ride my jet ski every morning and just visualize my world the way I want it. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe any of that, but I was doing it anyway because what I was doing wasn't working. So I was like, let's just do what these guys are saying, these guys who are successful, the things you talked to me about. And it worked. The universe pulled the rug out from underneath me, I think, to wake me up to what I was doing. And so what I did is, this is the way I feel my mindset has changed. You can't stop working. You've got to always be out there trying to earn it and being the best at it. That doesn't change. But I feel now like I'm surfing instead of swimming. So my life before was sort of swimming, trying to fight the currents and the tide and get somewhere, where now I feel like I'm on a surfboard. The universe is the wave. And as long as I'm standing up and focused on the direction I want to go, the universe is going to take me where I need to be. And it has. Right now, I'm a charter boat captain in the Florida Keys. I've doubled my income with that. That's not work. That's not like work at all. You got to be good. You got to know what you're doing. You have to be careful. You have to be safe. And you have to be on time. You have to do all the same things you would do in a job. But I spend 6 to 8 hours on the sandbar meeting people from all over the world. We had the quarterback for the Denver Broncos on board a couple of weeks ago. Jamie Butler from the Miami Heat booked a charter that it got canceled, but we're getting known in celebrity circles. I'm dating the most wonderful woman in the entire world. She's absolutely gorgeous. And I had to move to a town of 6,000 people to find her. I have no idea how that happened, but I chalk it up to the universe and positivity and gratefulness, because I can't go anywhere and not get a front row parking spot. That's how things have changed for me. I pull into these restaurants that in the Keys on a Friday night and season are completely full, and the universe saves me a parking spot everywhere I go. And the only thing I've changed is my focus is now living, happiness, and I try so hard to be grateful for everything that I already have. And I think that maybe tells the universe that, okay, he's happy with what he has and ready for more. And that's where it shows up. And then, you know, when you do a really good job in the water, I mean, I was on the water 4 hours on a Saturday with Rebecca with six guys. They tipped us $1,000. We were out there for 4 hours driving a tiki boat around, and he hands me $1,000 cash when the ride's over. I've taken mindset to another level too with a vision board. I have a vision board. So that's where I wanted to tell you about the next phase, what I have planned. So the charter business has gotten really good to the point where the owners of my boats have asked me to get my own boat so we can book even more charters. So I needed to find a way to make enough money to buy a boat. I figured the boat I need going to cost me about $37,000. And so I put this boat on my vision board. I wrote a check to myself signed by the universe for $37,000. Dated June 19th. And I decided very quickly I was going to save all of my money from the charters that I run for now and put that into savings, invest, and then and start investing. I need to learn how to invest. Never, ever bought a stock ever in my life. Knew nothing about crypto. I started this about a month ago, and I'm now invested on the stock exchange in cannabis. It's getting ready to be legalized. It's going to blow up our economy. It's going to be huge. Mexico is legalizing it this year or this week. So I bought into a company called Canopy River, Namaste Technologies, and MJNA, which is a penny stock. But I figured, you know, if that goes from a penny to a dime and I put $1,000 in there, I'll make some money. So anyway, I'm heavily invested there. I bought into Ethereum and Cardano ADA cryptocurrencies, and I'm leaving it to the universe to turn those investments into 25,000 of the 37,000 that I need. And I guarantee you it'll happen. I guarantee you it'll happen. There's no doubt in my mind. I've even named my boat Manifest, and I don't even have it yet. But that's the mindset, and that's be delusional, right? And I'm talking to people right now as if the boat's in the water, and that's what will make it work. Now, you know, I just told you I was on the boat this morning for an hour before I had to come home and do this interview with you, and I still have to do my real job. So it doesn't get any easier. You still have to put in all the work and do all, you know, I had to spend $1,500 to get my captain's license. I had to study for that. I had to pass that test. It's not easy, but it feels easier if you believe it will happen and then you see it happen. And then the more that happens, the more you believe. And it's like, that's how you build that wave and start surfing. So anyway, that's be delusional. It's why my girlfriend is my girlfriend. I talked to her on our first date and I said that to her, and she's a big believer in mindset and the universe. And you know, the secret, remember that old video that was out, The Secret, mm-hmm. for a while ago, that's still very popular. And she's a very firm believer in that. She owns a home here in the Keys that has increased double in value in 4 years. She's an English teacher at Coral Shores High School. It's a job almost nobody can get, because once they have it, they have it and they stay there forever. I watched her manifest a hot tub. Like, she just said, we're going to get a hot tub, and it happened. It just was like that. And I've seen her do that so many times with so many things. But the first time I ever came over on her bathroom mirror, she had written be delusional in lipstick that night that I met her. So mindset, the conversation about mindset is what attracted her to me more than just a first date. And it's what began our relationship. And we talk about it every day, you know? So it's a real thing. It doesn't supersede or replace hard work, knowledge, education, all of those things. But that's just the foundation for where you want to go. Mindset's going to take you to big, big places. All that hard work and stuff is going to get you a stressed out and a decent paycheck. That's great. But that's not living. That's surviving. So mindset is a great mindset, and gratefulness is going to be the difference between just existing and then living what I can hardly believe is my life.
So let me ask you this. So a year or so ago, you're in this terrible situation, right? You had to go through a divorce, you messed up your finances, you're living in somebody else's house, you haven't met Rebecca yet, you got bit by a spider, a poisonous spider.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
It just sounds like you're an avalanche of bad things just kind of crashed down on you. What can you say to someone who might be in that same kind of a situation? Maybe not quite as big of an avalanche, but maybe so. Who knows? How do you take that first step of like, crap, I'm looking around and a lot of bad things are happening, I need to do something about it? Like, what was that first step like?
So hindsight's really funny with that, because all of those things that at the time felt like my world was falling apart was the universe getting rid of things I didn't want anyway. It was all stuff I did not want anyway. That, you know, my ex-wife and I were not getting along. That decision just needed to be made. The universe made it for me. So I would say, while you're going through it, if you're listening to anything that we're talking about the mindset has to be all the time. When the bad things are happening, you have to find a way to see it as that you're going the wrong direction on the wave. It's not your world falling apart. It's you're swimming against the current. You're not surfing. Mm. And you need to kick the board and spin it and ride the wave, whatever that wave is. Another saying I have is, there's no such thing as luck. That having the ability to see opportunity and take advantage of it is is what most people consider lucky people. Like, you see lucky people, oh, well, that's really lucky. Like, people say to me, man, must be nice to have your job. Well, I had to throw down to get it. It took everything I had to become a captain. You know, I had to negotiate a deal with the company that I'm working for to allow me to be a part-time captain, because they were a startup and didn't have the salary I needed to live in the Keys. It takes someone who's pretty savvy to utilize mindset to get through the tough times. When times are like this, it's easy. But when COVID hit and the Keys were closed, there were no tourists here. My boss lost $90,000 in his charter business. So what I see that as is an opportunity for me to understand, when I start my charter business, I need something on the other side. I need to continue to freelance digital marketing or some, you know, have some other skill sets, because when hurricane season hits, the boat's going to be tied up or in a warehouse. So looking back at all of that stuff that went down, if you're going through it now, you've got to flip the switch now when it's bad and say, okay, what is the opportunity here? Like the housing market bubble, you know, when all the people that made the most amount of money when the housing market crashed were the people that bought all the houses that weren't worth anything anymore. And then they went back up in value and they made all the money. So you've got to look at those really horrible situations. Like, there was no way I could say when I was getting divorced and had no money and was maybe going to leave the Keys that, oh good, this is so I can meet the right girl and so I can, you know, find the right job and get there. It doesn't work exactly like that, but you have to know sort of generically that this is the universe telling me to do a kick slide. Flip, jump that wave, jump over it, jump off it, and get on the next one. Whatever, but it's not over until you quit. Like I always say to people who, I don't take any stock trading advice from me. I just got started, but the simple fact is, the first thing I learned is you don't lose money until you sell high, until you, you know, you buy high and sell low. You don't lose the money until you sell. So don't sell it. Hold on to it. You know, as long as you're trading right, you're not going to lose more than you invested. So just don't sell low. So you've got to see it as the opportunity that it is. And just know, you know, the next uptick's coming. So you're not done until you quit. If you quit, you get the sour grapes you got in your hands. But if you throw that away and seek out the next opportunity, you're never done. Mm-hmm. And so the simple fact is, I've built myself into a situation now where, you know, Rebecca and I are managing our finances together. We're investing together. She owns this home. We're literally in a place where it would take something pretty extreme to send us packing from the Keys. We are in such great shape. It's like, here's the other side of mindset. We've built ourselves into such a great place where now we're looking at better ways to protect ourselves. Like, she called me the other day with a flat tire in her car and I'm on a boat. I'm like, man, I can't just bag this charter duck as much as I want to come help. I was like, just get home. I'll come pick you up and we'll go put the spare on it tonight. Well, I got AAA after that, you know, so now I don't have to worry about that. But that wasn't something I was considering before, because the world was on fire and I was just trying to get out from the flames. Well, now I'm standing on top looking back down and I can see new opportunities to keep, you know, kind of shoring this all up. And so we didn't have trailer insurance on our sea tow, and the trailer exploded while we were trailering the boat up to Florida for Thanksgiving. But we're padding all of that now. And that's all due to mindset, because the mindset builds the foundation, but then you've got to see the opportunities to avoid those shortcomings again. So I would say to summarize all that, when you look back at when you're going through the bad stuff, you have to realize it's the universe talking to you and you're doing it wrong. And you've got to make a shift of some kind. And typically most people know what that shift is already. They probably already been thinking about it. It's just the universe kicking you in the tail and telling you to do it.
One of the things that you've done that I think is incredibly impressive is you've taken a lot of times people will get into a situation in life where like a bad thing happens, and then the next thing that's going to happen after that is more likely to be bad. And they get into this kind of this negative feedback loop because of, you know, you think, well, this bad thing happened. Well, the next thing that's going to happen is probably going to be bad too. And then it's the next thing after that. And you kind of just go, and you kind of crash hard. And you were able to break out of that whole cycle, and you were able to say, okay, well, the next thing that happens is going to be pretty good. And then I'm going to meet Rebecca, and then we're going to have boats, and then we're going to have businesses, and then we're going to, you know, everything. And you kind of get into this whoop, this kind of the other direction, like you get this positive feedback loop going on. And when that happens, one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm interested to know if you agree with this, is when you're in that negative situation, a lot of times you have anxiety, you know, you feel maybe depressed, but just the anxiousness that comes along with it. But then when you get into the other side, the anxiousness flips to excitement, and you're like, this is great, this is very exciting. And one of the things that I've noticed is, and this is the question, it seems to me that feeling really anxious and feeling really excited is actually the same feeling, except whether or not you feel like the outcome is going to be good or bad. Right.
Exactly.
So like, if
totally
you're anxious, you feel
that.
Like the outcome is bad. If you're excited, you feel like the outcome is good, but it's the same feeling. It's just the difference in the outcomes.
Yep. And I tell you that is a direct correlation to mindset, where the other phrase is whatever you put out is going to come back. When you say to yourself, oh, this bad thing's going to happen, that bad thing's going to happen. In my translation of how things work, it's you telling the universe you want more of whatever the bad thing is. It's like, oh, you're really paying attention to that. Let's give you lots of that. And that's exactly what happens. And the anxiety versus excitement is purely the identical biological energy. It's the same. Your heart beats fast. You might be sweating. You're jittery, and you might be not thinking through things correctly. The excitement and anxiety are exactly the same thing, except one end you're going, oh, this is going to suck. or you're going, man, I can't wait to get here. Like, it's driving me crazy right now watching my stocks go up and down because I know it's going to happen and I'm so excited about it.
So the thing that you've done that I think is really cool is in the midst of kind of that downward spiral where you could be tempted to just feel anxious and kind of self-destructive, you were able to flip that script around and be like, I'm gonna change it. And I think you're right on track with, instead of expecting things to be bad, I'm going to expect things to be good. And then you make a list of the good things that you would like. You'd like to have the boat. You put that on the wall and look at it. Write a check of how, you know, I got to have $37,000. So I'm expecting that to happen. Or Rebecca, she wants a hot tub. I expect the hot tub to happen. And then you just start focusing on that. And it seems like that makes a fundamental difference in the outcomes that you experience in your life. Just that.
It absolutely does. And, you know, the people that you have around you are a gigantic source of positive or negative mindset. So, first of all, to live this kind of a lifestyle where you just believe things are going to happen and be delusional, you got to have the right people, because most people will say, oh, you can't do that. You know, that's nobody can be that. There's not enough charters to just move to the Keys and be a charter boat captain. Well, I'm telling you, it happened to me. I didn't go in designed to do this. It happened to me. No joke. It happened to me. And here's a perfect example of how the people around you are so important. So I came up with this idea. Rebecca helped me come up with the name for the boat, Manifest, because she believes in it. She bought me, you know, the things the nonprofits use, the thermometer when they scratch off like a dollar amount there too. We have one on the fridge that's building up to save for the boat. And she bought me that. So every time I walk in the kitchen, and we have like a big open layout living room, which is the kitchen and living room. So I see it constantly. I'm constantly looking at that. And what that drives me to do is, you know, maybe a paycheck comes in and I look at what I have left and I go, well, I can probably slide most of that into savings because I want to watch that number go up. Well, that there's motivation then to save and to visualize that. And that's directly related to having Rebecca around supporting that idea.
That's a really good point. The people you're around, that's huge. I'll tell you another thing too, that as you're talking, I'm listening about be delusional. It sounds like when you're just beginning and you're kind of in that bad spot initially, and you think, well, I'm going to just start thinking positively and focus on some things that I want, and maybe even make a list, maybe write down on paper, kind of, or put on the refrigerator a list of the things that I like. It seems like at that time it feels delusional. Like, it's like, well, that, you know, even if it seems totally out in left field or whatever, that's kind of the position that you're in the beginning. But then, right, like, here you are, you're like, I'm talking about this boat like I've already got it. And, you know, I'm watching this thermometer go up on the fridge. Like, you know, it's not too far. It doesn't seem like it stays delusional. It only seems like that's kind of, well, how do I get leverage on myself to actually begin to believe good things are going to happen? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go out on a limb and maybe be delusional at that first step. But then you realize it's actually not delusion. It's actually reality. You know what I mean? It, like, right, comes to life faster than you even think. I mean, it's only been like a year and a half in your life from complete crap to complete awesome. In the grand scheme of things, that's not that long. Because I've been watching you post pictures on Facebook and, like, I don't know, for a long time now. And it seems like the crap part of your life really started to get better after maybe 6 months, and then it just started going better and better and better and better even from there.
It didn't even take that long. It's funny you say it, because yeah, it's been a year and a half since that happened, but it all turned around. Realistically, I will never forget the day I tested for captain, because I got up that morning and there's a salvage tale down in Key West about Mel Fisher and the Atocha. He searched for this boat forever, his whole entire life, and found it. And it was worth, the gold he found was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It was one of the biggest treasure finds ever. Ended up being like 15 foot of water. It's a great story. And it's a big deal down here, right? But Mel would wake up every day, and this is a mindset thing. He would tell his crew, today's the day, boys. Every day he would say, today's the day. And so when I woke up that morning, I posted today's the day on Facebook. And Rebecca had friended me several days prior, and we hadn't really talked at all. We just sort of were liking each other's posts. We'd seen each other around town. And I was just like, God, this gorgeous woman. And I was like, today's the day. And she liked it immediately at like 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. So I'm like, she's up. And I pulled into McDonald's, and there was a rainbow over the shopping plaza while I was driving down to Sugarloaf Key to test for captain. I slammed on the brakes in the car and pulled into a parking spot. And on Facebook, I said on Messenger, I said, hey, today feels like a good day to take a risk. I want to ask you out for a drink. And she said, yes. So then I went down and tested for captain, scored 100% on my captain's test. And we had a date the following Thursday. And we, you know, so that happened September, and I got divorced in July. So it was 2 months before the turnaround started, and it really only took me another 3 months to get fully back on my feet. And, you know, my own apartment, a completely remodeled apartment in Key Largo, had my captain's license, I had the worst job in the whole world for an electrical supply company where I was breaking my toes on pallet jacks and stuff. And it was off for like $14 an hour. It was awful. And, I got this job that I have now with the digital people in Florida Keys Digital, and then started running charter boats. And Rebecca and I have been together now for this year and a half, and I've never been happier in my whole entire life. I have everything I've ever dreamed of, and all the rest is coming.
That is awesome, Jim. I love this story. Everything about everything that you just said is great. And I was just talking the other day in one of our, you know how we do those Thursday calls and stuff and Double Stack. We were just talking about one of the most moving things for me is to see somebody do exactly what you just did, where you've got this hard situation, you work at it, it becomes this good situation, and you know, you're just doing good for yourself. I love it. I mean, it's like, I'm not going to cry, but I could if I wasn't holding it back.
Oh, I have cried plenty. So don't think that hasn't happened, but seriously, it all started, you know, when I got on that call with you, And I was working with, I think I told you about the guys from Rich From Anywhere. I was working with them. That was purely on learning Facebook ads. But they were big mindset people. And you talked to me about mindset. And that's when I made the decision, you know, I don't buy any of this crap at all. The people that I know who have everything I want work really, really hard. And I do too. I put in a lot of hours. You know, a boat charter for me starts at 8 o'clock in the morning when I'm at the grocery store loading up the boat and doesn't finish until 7 o'clock at night when I get home. And I've cleaned up the boat. I've served 6 people all day long, been out in the sun. But that 11 hours is living, man. I'm not sitting in a cube looking at neon lights making somebody else money. You know, I'm learning a trade that I'm going to be doing myself, showing a family from, say, Connecticut the best time of their life, you know, getting them escape from the snow and the cold to come down here. And then a lot of times I end up telling this story and they love to hear this story. And I just started this little part-time gig at night at 5 o'clock when the charter's done, I go get on another charter boat from 5:30 to 7 and do sunset on this little, it looks like a tiki bar. It floats around, but Rebecca comes with me and she's first mate. And we have a blast. And then the boat's anchored at a bar. So we get home and we tie the boat up, wash the boat up, and have a drink and listen to the band before we go home. I mean, work doesn't have to be what I consider jail or slavery. I mean, you've got to be in a building from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., you know, with people you don't like doing something you hate for money, not enough money, which is everybody's story, I know. Just believe in it, man. And whatever you think it is, go get it, but do it right. You know, I knew nothing about digital marketing 2 years ago and I had never even driven a boat. And now I'm a charter boat captain and one of the best Facebook marketers that I know. And I've gotten incredible results from my customers. You know, we have an electrical supply company that had a minuscule budget and we sold 20 generators for the guy in a month with just Facebook ads. So the other side of it all is to give back and do good. You know, your mindset also has to include, you know, the universe expects something of you too. You can't just be gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, when you can give back and be grateful for everything you already have and every opportunity that comes your way. And that's what has worked so well for me.
That is awesome. I love it, Jim. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to come talk to me about this. This has been great. I love catching up. I feel like that's kind of the highlight of the conversation, man. It's like 2 years and you went from never riding a boat, never doing Facebook ads or anything, to now being an expert in both of those areas, fundamentally flipped your life. And really, it was only a couple of months, 2 or 3 months of really crappy time. And rather than just sitting there dwelling in the crappy time, it's like, you know, the next thing you know, you're getting drenched with Rebecca, taking pictures of rainbows, getting your license and all that other stuff. And it's just like, next thing that happens is good. Next thing that happens, even better than that. Next thing that happens, even better than that. And right on up. And now you got everything you want. It's like, you're living the dream. I love it, man. Awesome.
Yeah. That's the key, is just to find it. You just got to flip it from, man, this thing's going to be bad, to this is going to happen no matter. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make it happen. Because as the second thing happens and then the third thing happens, you're right. It goes from you're not delusional anymore. You're only delusional because you didn't believe it could happen and you didn't know how to make it happen. But once you see how to make it happen and you just take the first step to get on the road to doing it, like the first step to saving for my boat was to create a savings account in the bank and put $100 in it. So it, you know, that you'd feel like being 37 grand, it's going to take forever with the $100. But a month later, I've got almost $10,000 in a month.
That's awesome.
And it's just because I just packed away all that money from running charters. And as you start believing it, my tips became increasingly more and more. And, you know, we got more and more charters and better weather. And it's just, it's crazy that I sort of sometimes am shocked, but I will never say that I don't believe it because I'm watching it. So it's just the matter of getting into that groove where you believe the next thing will be good, and it will.
That's awesome. I love it. So the lesson that I've learned from talking to you is go ahead and be bold enough to believe that good stuff is going to happen to you, even if it feels delusional at first, because within a couple months, it's going to go from delusion to reality.
That's right. That's exactly right. I couldn't have, I probably could have done this whole entire call with what you just said.
But I love the details, the story, you, all of the other good stuff has been awesome. You know, because it's, you know, anybody can just say a thing. It's another to actually see you doing it right now. Yeah, I mean, you're doing it literally right now.
That's the only reason I was down to do this when you asked, because I was like, you know, I've got a lot of one-liners like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can drop one-liners all day. But, you know, when I tell my story and I see the way people react to my story and, you know, I see so many of my friends are so supportive and some of them blown away. A friend of mine from high school said to me, man, he goes, you don't just turn the page. You burned the old book and wrote a whole new book. And yeah. I feel like this is a little bit of giving back, right? So if I tell my story, maybe there's somebody somewhere will see it and go, you know what? I don't buy any of the crap these two guys are talking about, but what the hell? I'm going to give it a shot. And then maybe they'll have the results that I had just by changing their mindset. And maybe it'll give them the confidence to boldly go wherever it is they feel they need to be to live the life they know they deserve.
I love it. Awesome, Jim. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I guess, you know, we got a little bit longer than normal, but I think it's well worth it. I think people are going to love it. So there you go. So we'll be catching up again soon. You'll have to give us another update later on. Let us know when you get the boat.
Yeah, man. We already filed the DBA. It's called Island Adventures. The boat will be called Manifest. So if you happen to be in Alamorada out at the sandbar and you see that boat, throw me a wave and congratulate because we got it done.
Awesome, Jim. Absolutely. All right, man. Well, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, Lee.